The dual management structure that exists in Alaska to govern subsistence hunting and fishing was among the issues raised last week during a committee hearing in the U.S. Senate. KDLG's Mike Mason listened in and has the story.
The Energy and Natural Resources Committee in the U.S. Senate held a hearing Thursday focused on the impacts of landmark federal legislation on subsistence activities in the state of Alaska. Senator Lisa Murkowski is the ranking Republican on the committee, which has jurisdiction over the Alaska National Interest Lands Act and the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act.
To my knowledge, a hearing of this nature has never occurred in this committee, even though this is the committee of jurisdiction.
Senator Murkowski labeled Thursday's hearing in Washington as a follow-up to the two public meetings she sponsored earlier this year in the state of Alaska. Murkowski admitted that Thursday's hearing would not solve all of the issues surrounding subsistence hunting and fishing in Alaska, but she hoped it would start an ongoing dialogue among stakeholders that could eventually result in acceptable solutions. Among those invited to testify Thursday was Gene Peltola. He's the new Assistant Regional Director for the Office of Subsistence Management within the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Peltola came to the job after serving as the manager of the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge.
Subsistence management in Alaska is not an exact science. It's not perfect, and it is very complex. We must balance the differing mandates and policies of the parties involved, yet remain true to our charge of providing for the continued subsistence use by local rural residents.
The only person representing the state of Alaska to testify during Thursday's hearing was Craig Fleener. He's a deputy commissioner with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Fleener outlined many of the challenges facing Alaska's subsistence users.
The federal subsistence framework in Alaska has been a source of great consternation amongst federally qualified subsistence users since its inception. They've pleaded for active management on federal lands and for federal land managers to work with the state to improve important populations like moose, caribou, and deer. Perhaps the greatest complication for a subsistence community is dual regulation of fish and game resources. Conflicting regulations, divergent agency mandates, and different management strategies create confusion for the hunting and fishing community in Alaska.
Some of the most moving testimony given Thursday came from Anna Hoffman. She's the president and CEO of the Bethel Native Corporation. She suggests that the continued access to subsistence hunting and fishing is the reason that most of the villages in the YK Delta region still exist.
If you walk into any classroom in rural Alaska and ask the students what they ate for dinner, they will likely answer soup. But it is not French onion or vegetable beef. It is fish soup, moose soup, caribou soup, seal soup, swan soup, walrus soup, goose soup, beaver soup, and crane soup, all accompanied with dry fish. This is our sustenance.
Thursday's hearing only included formal testimony from those invited to speak and some questions from the members of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. However, a working group was scheduled to convene Thursday afternoon to delve deeper into the issues raised during the formal hearing. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.